Bishop Auckland Market, and I've got Sue with me from Sue's Bread. Hello.
Good morning.
No. You've got a lot going on.
I have. Yes. I love making bread. I love selling it. I love chatting about it.
What have you got going on? So you do courses, don't you, as well?
I do bread making courses, and I do demonstrations, bread making demonstrations, from my house where I have my bakery and a teaching space, and from other people's houses if that's where the client would like me to go.
Right. You were telling me as well earlier you've got hopefully something. A connection up with the Butterwick Hospice as well.
I'm giving a talk and selling bread at Hardwick Hall next month, and I'm going to go and chat with somebody at the hospice in Bishop Auckland with the possibility of running evening courses in bread making.
Wow.
So we're going to go and see and have a chat and see what we can come up with, and the basis has got to be fun, you know, that people can make something, cook it, take it home and have lots of fun. And I'm quite good at that.
Right, now you've got various breads here today at the market. Talk me through some of these then.
Well, I have, my range is over 50 different types of bread. Some of them are recipes that people have handed down to me. One of them is even one that somebody left me in a will, which I didn't know about, and that was lovely, so I named it after her. That's a Mrs. Brock's bread, which is a fruit bread. I've got Italian breads where the fruit is soaked overnight in wine. I have a gingerbread, and I use a local ginger beer maker's ginger wine. And then I've got another one that has a local blue cheese. So I try and use as many local producers' products as I possibly can. And I've also got a bread that is just, I only sell it at the Bishop Auckland, and that's called a Bishop's Bun, and that's sultana soaked in honey, and it's supposed to look like the Bishop's type hat.
How long have you been up and running as a business then?
Well, I've been baking bread for over 40 years, but this business has been running now for nearly five, and I do nothing else now. Up until last Christmas, I was still working in another area, but I retired from that and I do this full time now. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, you run it from home, do you?
I do run it from home, yeah. I have a bakery at home and I have a teaching space at home. Yeah. So the house smells amazing.
Right. Have you had a lot of interest then while you've been on the market?
In Bishop? Well, we're very new. But yes, I've done as well as I expected, which isn't as well as I do at other markets, because in a way it's new for Bishop, and I know it traditionally had a very good market, but that's been becoming smaller and smaller over the years. So it's taking a while for people to know we're here. But certainly I already have a following of people who come every week, which is really nice.
That's good.
It is, and also come a couple of people who book for lessons as well. So it's all positive.
I would think then, given the support you are getting here, you would really like people to support the market here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, goodness me, you know, so much has been put into, politically, so much energy has been put into reproducing the market and actually understanding it can't be like it used to be. That's the thing.
Yes, that's it.
You know, it's got to change, got to develop, evolve into something else. And everybody responsible with the running of the market has been very helpful and very positive. If there's been a problem, because we're all learning, you know, they've sorted it out for us. So, it's been, you know, quite an interesting start. And I'm very positive about it.
Lovely.